Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on the 6th of March. Apologies if you're hearing some background noise on this, a bit of music in the background. Okay, no racing. That should return tomorrow. I notice at Lingfield there's about 10 runners with the strike going on, but obviously we'll be into Cheltenham and next week I'll be trying to do a Cheltenham live blog and I've got a few bits to email over the weekend about that. I am actually meant to be at Cheltenham, I think, on Wednesday. But all other days I'll be doing as much live sort of coverage of it as possible. And if I get the opportunity on Wednesday as well, I'm actually in hospitality, but I just need to see the setup and see what I can do when I get there to help with that. Okay, golf first. So we have got the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Usual names at the top of the leaderboard. Woods has pulled out, but McIlroy, Rose, Koepka, who's obviously playing well. Fowler, Day, DeChambeau. I am going bigger again. So again, small stakes, looking to trade, looking for these guys to get going and get up the leaderboard. So not necessarily saying they're going to win. And it is pure trading, so do this small stakes. Had a few emails about the golf. It is a patient game, but you know it's paid, and we haven't really got the season going yet. It will be sort of Masters onwards when we're flying, but there'll be plenty of opportunities to lay leaders in running and things like that throughout the year that I will include on this podcast, and I will tweet about. But these are just the opening trades for the Arnold Palmer Invitational. I'm backing Patrick Reed at 48. I'm backing Billy Horschel at 70. And I'm backing Bud Cawley at 150. So again, some big prices there. 300-1 winner last week. Bud Cawley played well, and I think the greens will suit him. Horschel, good golfer, and I think he'll be, he's overpriced, simple as that, and Reed is overpriced for his form since August. So they're the three for me this week. It is Patrick Reed, 48, Horschel at 70, and Bud Cawley at 150, and as usual, I will advise any trades. I quite like tournaments like this where you've got a few of the big boys playing because they're so short, the others have to be bigger. So the value is down the field. I'm not saying, of course, Rose could go out and win it, Koepka, any of them can, but I like the three that I've got in my stable for that one at the prices. I've had a look at Qatar, and only one I like, and that's Lucas Herbert at 70. So I'm going to have a little bit on him as well. Lucas Herbert at 70 in the Qatar Masters. So again, with a view to trading. So Lucas Herbert in the Qatar Masters, Horschel, Reed and Cawley over at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and I would advise any trading moves. Football next 2 days, very quiet. We do have the Champions League tonight. Man United going to Paris, trailing 2-0. I got Real Madrid, whilst I didn't advise anything, got them horribly wrong last night. That was just an absolute... I don't know what's going on there. There's going to be repercussions, I'm sure, and I would imagine a massive overhaul in the summer because they do seem to be in disarray for that club, but they will come back. And Spurs, I mean, the first 35 minutes, it was pinball at the goal, and you feel that if one of those went in, then anything could have happened. But to be fair to them, they really did hold their ground, and yes, there was some last ditch defending, but you've got to get there. Vertonghen, I thought, was superb, and of course then the chance came for Kane and he took it. I didn't see any of the Real Madrid game, but I mean, that Tadic seems to be getting all the plaudits. I saw him for Southampton, I think it was, and he looked bang average, but amazing, in a different setup. And you go to Real Madrid and apparently he scored a worldie and showed other signs of Maradona-like skill. So, incredible. I'll try and get to watch that sometime over the weekend if I can, and the highlights just to catch it up. But on to tonight, yeah, so United going to Paris. Haven't got a bet in the game. I can't see United turning that round. I think it'll play into Paris's hands of United having to chase the game. Again, you know, I said in the first leg, I can't see Paris not scoring. I can't see them not scoring tonight. I just think going forward, they've got the tools, and United, whilst they've been playing well, they aren't the best defensively. De Gea, you know, is an outperforming goalkeeper for a number of years now, fantastic keeper. But I can't see Paris not scoring tonight. Odds again about right. You've got to have them almost 2-1 in their own backyard. You know, the only thing is they don't have to chase the game. Paris, they can just sit there and hit United on the counter-attack. So it's not a game for me to get involved in. Perhaps if United took the lead and were leading late on when they've got to chase a second goal, I might like look to lay United, you know, at favourable short odds. But I can't see any action. In the other game, Porto-Roma. Porto have got the away goal there. They're 2-1 down from the first leg, so again they've got to have a go, and I think we will see some goals in this game. So that is one that if it is a 0-0 after 25 minutes, I will be laying a first half goal, so drip laying a first half goal from 25 through to sort of 35 minutes at low liability, sort of 1.5, 1.4. If it's 0-0 at half time, I'll back the over 1.5. It's still 0-0 on 65, I'll back the over 1.5. And when people have asked, what do I stake there? So for the first bet, I'm staking a point. So I'm laying a point at 1.5, 1.4. So obviously, my risk is smaller than that. So if I stake one point at 1.5, my risk is only 0.5. And I can win a point. If no goal goes in, you know, I'm going to lose. Let's say I stake my point, it averages out probably about 1.35. I'm going to lose 0.35 of a point. So I break that point into three in effect, and I'll put three stakes in. So if I was having £100, I'd put 33 in it on 25 minutes, 33 on 32, 33 minutes, 33 on 37, 38 minutes. And obviously you're getting reduced odds as you're doing that with the time decay in the game. I then will stake half a point at half time on the 1.5. If there's still no goal at 65 minutes, another half a point. So I've got a total of a point stake. So again, 50 quid at half time if you're doing £100 a point. 50 quid on 65 minutes. So it's low risk stuff. That's how I do it. Again, you know, obviously with this podcast, I only give you guys a snapshot of a couple of games that I'm doing. You know, I can't stand here and I have about 50 games on a list, and I have to pick a couple for this podcast. So hopefully you understand that. Always do feel free to ask me or leave a comment under the podcast on the blog, and I can answer it there. And then other people can see it if they've got the same query. So, you know, it's been a bit of a tough. I've actually done really well, but it's been a bit tough for the podcast selections this last week or so. So hopefully it will turn the corner. It always does. Everything's got a positive value, so it should pick up. But yeah, that's how I play them. So the golf is down. There's no horses. Only Porto Roma for me in the football. There's almost next to nothing tomorrow, but I will have a look at the horses. And the golf obviously starts tomorrow, so there won't be an update on that till Friday morning. And then obviously we're into the weekend football. The seminar places, just a reminder, they do open tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. I know I'm running it, but these are fantastic. I've been right through these, and even my good lady was impressed when I was showing her how we're going to run this. So I'm looking forward to actually doing them. Quite often I sort of set these things up and then I'm dreading them, but I'm really looking forward to these two. And I have had a question about going further north. No disrespect to our Scottish friends. I don't think I have enough people in Scotland to do one solely in Scotland. But if I add a third date, which I am looking at, I can either add two small ones and try and do one in Manchester and another one in London, or I can do one date in Manchester. And what I will do is, once these are full, I will leave a set another interest page up and people can register interest. And then if I see that, so if you don't get in one of the spaces tomorrow and you're still interested, you will be able to register interest. And I will try and, well, I'll dig out a couple of dates sometime later in the year that I can do them. I'll have a look at that tomorrow after these ones have sorted themselves out. So apologies in advance if you don't get in tomorrow. But it opens at 10:30 in the morning, and then I will send the link out then to the interest list first. The people have registered their interest, and if there's any spaces after that, then I'll make it generally available. Okay, sorry for waffling. That is it. Yeah, well, let's just enjoy these couple of games tonight, and I will be back in the morning with have a look at the racing. And obviously the seminar opening. So I will speak to you all tomorrow morning. As always, thank you for listening.